This has been a very difficult time for all of us and the 13 million people that we represent. I suspect we all know people who have been sick and died during this terrible pandemic. I certainly do. We've finally made some serious progress in recovering from this disease. On Sunday, the pastor of the small church that I attend selected a very appropriate hymn as we returned to the pews for the first time in months. The third stanza included these words: "What troubles we have seen, what mighty conflicts past, fightings without and fears within, since we assembled last." Now, Charles Wesley was probably not predicting the COVID-19 pandemic when he wrote those words with a feather pen in 1749. But today, regardless of our faiths, our beliefs, we can all celebrate that vision as our communities continue to recover from these difficult weeks. Let's hope that the very worst is behind us and we can all learn from this awful experience. In the past weeks, many of us and our constituents have said basically the same thing based on our experience during this pandemic. The governor is not a thug. He's not a dictator. He's our governor. He's not our king. The General Assembly never, ever intended to grant this governor or any governor the royal powers of a king. This legislation is an attempt to clarify our checks and balances, the very idea of limitations on the powers of each branch of government. A few weeks ago, Senator Mastriano, Senator Regan, and I joined some good folks on the Capitol steps who were very upset about the shutdown of our state's economy. At that time, I referenced a document which was signed by Benjamin Franklin and some of our predecessors from the General Assembly in Philadelphia almost 224 years ago. The third sentence in Thomas Jefferson's masterpiece, our Declaration of Independence, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The people we represent did not consent to one man's orders to remain locked up in their homes, limited to government handouts for week after week after week. We've all heard from people who wanted to safely begin to return to work, small businesses wanting to reopen, just like their big business competitors down the street, and we've listened carefully throughout this ordeal to medical experts. The consent of the governed, that's what this legislation is all about. Who can protect the consent of the governed based on our experiences during these last 13 weeks? We can, the House and the Senate. The vast powers of this state should never, ever again be concentrated in the hands of one individual, Republican or Democrat. That's the purpose of H.R. 836. This resolution passed by a majority in the House, and it's my hope that we can also ask in a bipartisan fashion today to approve this much-needed legislation.